guys don't have the time. So just send me a text if you're getting some. If you feel that you're getting a talus from it, then send me a text to that effect. Okay, let's talk to Rosh. So the Rosh says, "Dafki give the chatichud." Those things are not both of us anymore. Something that's not a barrier, it's not a chatika release kabin. So it's bottle beroy. Then it is bottle beroy. I feel it's the rabban olechik in the mashmahocha. Even with rabban, you don't need to have shishim. That's his point. You don't need to have shishim. It's bottle in a simple way. In other words, the Rosh learns pshat in the Gemara kipshutai that when it says that shibi bottle li bottle beruba, doesn't mean like beribui, like the rabban, like the Baal HaEshkel. But it means kipshutai beriba. It means beriv, simply like the Raivit, like the Rashba, like the Ran. It's enough that to be bottle chad betray. So that's first of all shikus harosh. That's the halacha. The yavish biyavish min b'mino is bottle chad betray. But now the Rosh goes on, and here he drops his bombshell, and he says v'yirish shemutu la'echlin ka'achas, that he thinks you could eat all three chatichas b'vasachas. That already we haven't seen anybody else. We saw a shita taisis that one person shouldn't do all three chatichas. We saw a shita taisis that one person shouldn't eat all three chatichas. That's the most machmir. We saw the shita sarashba. Okay, one person could eat it, but only v'zeh chazeh, not v'vasachas. V'vasachas imamish. If you eat v'zeh chazeh, so each chaticha, you could say this is not the chaticha asura. You get to the last chaticha, you say, "Oops, last chaticha was asur, but this chaticha is the chaticha muter." Because each one, you have a beer of right. And we already masbir. We would masbir the pshat that the din of right by yavish biyavish. The chayr the pshat and these are shaydim taisus and the rashba. Is that the din of bittul that we find by yavish biyavish agamar li bottle beruba? Is not the same kind of bittul that we talk about by lach by lach by lach by lach by lach by lach. We talk about bittul b'shishim, where tamei kfeila, you give it to a kfeila and he says it's not nice and tamei, therefore it's bottle. And there the pshat is, I know for sure that it's chazner in the taravis, but it doesn't matter because it's bottle. The rabbi's lashon is bottle b'oitzim yutoi, but akoponim it's bottle because since it's not nice and tamei, it loses its identity. If it's nice and tamei, then it doesn't lose its identity. Tamei is not bottle, but. That's the shayla of tam kikah. But akapanim, once it's not nice and tam, then the issur loses its identity in the taravis, and you're allowed to eat the taravis knowing that there's issur in there because it's not called issur the hagdara. It's not called the ma'isa achila. The ma'isa achila is not defined by the issur. It's called the ma'isa achila's heter. But there, for sure, you're eating b'vasachas. You know that you're eating. All the shaydim agree that you're allowed to eat if pork falls into beans and it's bottled to shishim and Kefela tells me he doesn't taste it and so on. That all the shaydim agree you're allowed to eat the whole thing. Nobody says you have to leave over a little bit of the beans. Oh, what's it going to help? You know, there's pork in there. It doesn't matter because it's bottled to right. Taisus and the Rashi behold that yavish biyavish is not the way. When you have a chaticha that was nisara with two other chatichas, I have in my freezer, I have a chicken of trefa chicken, I have two kosher chickens. It's not the pshat that it's bottled rave and the isser is kimishayna. It's a din of it's like the din of called the parish meruba parish. It's a birur. When I take a chicken out of the freezer, so I say called the parish meruba parish, and it's a chicken and that's mevara that this is the chicken of Eder, and it's not one of the chickens of isser. And even though the chayyot is kavua, so that we still taste inside a cake. The Taka learned that we were dying in the Taisa. That's exactly what Taisa is saying. That the vort, since the isser is not nikabim kaimi, it loses the din of kavua. And therefore, it's not kemechza mechza, and it has the beer of roiv, the same basically as the beer of kol de parish, may ruba parish. That's what we understand in all these other yeshayim, and therefore these yeshayim say if it's a beer that this particular chicken is the chicken that's mutter, but I can't eat it for vasachas. That's for sure. What's your beer going to help? If I eat it for vasachas, the roiv can't be mevar that all three chatichas are kosher because we know that that's not true. Bezeh chazeh, that's really machlekes toisus in the Rashba. What's going to be one person bezeh chazeh? The Rashba wants bezeh chazeh. It's good that you have a beer, each one you have a beer, and yet the last one you say, well, this one's also kosher. It must have been the other two that were no good. And toisus holds that you can't do. To eat all three, knowing that one of them is also toisus, doesn't think that you're allowed to do that. That's the chayyim machlekes maybe in Hilchos Shnei Shvilim. That's a machlekes, you know, how far to take this halacha here. But that's how the shavish of him, the Tosfos and the Rashi both hold that the roiv of yavish b'yavish is not that the iser is loses its identity. It's not like the bittul of lach b'lach. It's rather a biur. We need some kind of terminology because I don't want to have to keep saying this parichos. But the bittul of lach b'lach, maybe this is a good bit. Maybe this will be our. This is the nusach. The bittul of lach b'lach is that the iser loses its identity. The bittul of yavish b'yavish, according to Tosfos and the Rashi, is a biur. It's a biur of sfeikus. This chaticha of a sofik, which one it is? The roiv is mevarer. It's from the roiv, and it's not from the meat. Comes along the rosh, and the rosh says he thinks he could eat the mul b'vasachas. So let's try on the rosh. How can you eat the mul b'vasachas? How could there be a beer that all three chickens are kosher? I know that not all three chickens are kosher. So l'chayra, the thought that comes to mind is that the rosh told that the bittul of yavish b'yavish, is taka a bittul. The same kind of bittul that we find by lach b'lach. It's not a bittul of kol d'parash meruba parash. It's a bittul of oitzim miyutay. That by yavish b'yavish, the chaticha asura loses its identity in the tarayvus. Since I don't know which one is which, so I look at it as a tarayvus. And just like in a tarayvus of lach b'lach, the issa loses its identity. So in a tarayvus of yavish b'yavish, the issa loses its identity. And that's why the Rosh says that. That's exactly what the Rosh says. That it's mutal, that's why you like eating kachas. Let's see. Could this be pshat in the rosh? I mean, l'chayr, that's bashkof for shayim pshat in the rosh, and certainly there are people who say that that's the pshat in the rosh. I think there's going to be a big objection to this pshat. Maybe somebody could tell me what's the objection to this pshat in the rosh. And this was mispakish. What? No, l'chayz of v'neir. Yeah, later on, the rosh at the end says, why is it l'chayz of v'neir? If you add more ister, it is l'chayz of v'neir. Maybe that's not so terrible. The issue loses identity. In fact, the Rosh, how can it be chayzev in air? So he says, look, even by lach b'lach, it's chayzev in air. Lach b'lach for sure that it loses its identity. By lach b'lach, there's also the chayzev in air. If you have pork and beans, but it's less than shishim, and you keep adding more and more pork, and after a while, if mamash tastes like pork, and it's more than shishim, then it's chayzev in air. And there for sure the pshat in the bittul was that the issue lost its identity. Okay, it lost its identity. Calls mind that it wasn't nicker. Now that it's nicker, now that I can be magish, so it's chayz of v'neir. So I don't know. That's an objection. What? Oh, very good. The problem is that I wasn't sure if I should wait till I get to it in the rush or whatever. But I would put it on the table already now. The problem is that the rush in the hemshich, brings a raya. Busy side. Yeah, it's if you have an Oiz Vahod Gemara, so it's the second column in Kuf Samachay. The third line, Hilchos Nira. He's going back to what he just said now at the beginning. He says it again. Hilchos Nira, I'll give you even a bigger chiddush. Dim bishel shloshtem ke'echod, bishnim chatiches acheres hakol mutter. The heat that caused Manshi Yavash Shabbat Leroy may come back and kish Bishli Niflu time of the Isser. The Metzina Dover and Mutul Eichloi, she ate Syria also. The Rosh here has a further Kiddush. The Rosh here at the beginning was Mechadish that you can do all three Chatichas with Vasachas. The Rosh later on is Mechadish, this line about Hilchos Nira. Let's say I have these three Chatichas. I have my Treifa chickens and I have my two kosher chickens. I take all three out of the freezer. So number one, the Rosh says you can eat all three with Vasachas, take a piece from each, you could eat them, not a problem. That's the Rosh at the beginning. The Rosh later on is Moisif. What if I took these three chickens and I cooked them together? So now I know for sure that the chicken that's also is nice and tame in the other two chickens. Or I take the three chickens and I put them in a chult. And there's not shishim connected any one of the chickens. Halachas kamim chamim not connected all three, but there's not shishim connected the treifa chicken. So the chayra, now I have chicken, treifa chicken. One of these three chickens is treif, and it's being nice and tame in the chult. So the chayra should be awesome. So the Rosh says, no, it's the Rosh says it's mutter. You're allowed to eat the cholent. You're allowed to eat the chickens that were cooked together. You're allowed to eat the pot that they fell into. Why? Because since the Rosh said at the beginning that you're allowed to eat all three bevasachas, and the Rosh is masbir, that it, you know, we talked, should have read the Reddit inside. And the Rosh is masbir. I'm making a tactical mistake. But let's read more Rosh inside, then we'll go to that inside. I think it'll be better. Otherwise, we're going to... Let's just read a few more lines. Not a great deal. A little bit more. So let's read. V'lo domi. I'm just trying to think what's the best way to... There's a lot of things here going on. Let's go a little bit more conservative. So going back to the beginning. So he says, you had to go three pieces together. So again, our working assumption, it's going to be problematic, as we're going to see. But let's say, just for the time being, our working assumption would seem to be that why you're allowed to eat all three kachas, because it's like bitul of lach balach, the issue lost its identity. But we'll see if that's going to be down. So he said, it's not the same as the Gemara in Zvachim. But the Gemara says, Tanya, Rimeini Bedan is like a dover choshev, it's a dover shebe minyan. You sell them by the... This is rule of dover shebe minyan is not bottle. Something that you sell by the unit, not by the bulk, is not, as it's not bottle bereiv. So Rimeini Bedan, these special Rimeinim, you sell them, you know, you don't sell them by the dozen. You sell them, you know, they're 250 each. So you go to the supermarket, they're 250 each. You go to the supermarket, you buy, I don't know if you guys are up to that, you go to the, so most things are by the pound. Then every once in a while you have like a very expensive fruit, and it's 250 each. So Rimeini Bedan like that. So it's not bottle. So Rimeini Bedan, Isim Mikolshu. So Kate said, what's the case? Nafel Echad Mehem L'Riboy. One remain of Bedan fell into 10,000 other Rimeinim. And it's not kosher. Let's say it's, for some reason, it's not a kosher Rimon. Let's say it's Arlo or something. And it fell into 10,000 other Rimeinim. I guess they're also Rimeinim of Bedan, because otherwise you would be able to tell which one is which. But that doesn't really matter. The point is, it's a Rimein of Bedan, and it's not kosher, and it fell into 10,000 other Rimeinim. So it's both. So it's all also. But then, May Riboy, Li Riboy, from that 10,000 Rimeinim, fell into another 10,000 Rimeinim. So the Tanakhama says it's also. But Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishim Rav Shimon, Liriboy also. But Miriboy, Lisholish, Umisholish, Lamokam Acher Mutter. But from that 10,000 Rimeinim, one Rimein fell into another three Rimeinim. And from that three, another three, one Rimein fell into another three Rimeinim. So then it's Mutter. The Gemara says, Al Sfek Sfek. That Rav Shimon holds that even though Rimeinim Badan and Apotu Beroiv, but Sveik Sveiko is mutter even by a dover, is matter even a dover chosh. Tanakama holds that. Tanakama says that since it's just like a dover shemini is not bottle bereiv, so Sveik Sveiko is also not enough. But the Rav Shimon holds, it's perish in the Gemara, that's the shot. Rav Shimon holds that Sveik Sveiko is mutter. So here it's a Sveik Sveiko. First of all, it's a Sofik. When I, from the, in the first 10,000, each Riemann is a Sofik. Because maybe it's that the one, in fact, there's quite a good chance that it's not the Riemann Badanist. There's 9,999 other Riemannim. So number one, that's the first Sofik. Then from that 10,000, a remain fell into the next 10,000, into another three. I don't know why it has to be three. Two would be the same thing. I don't know why it says three. But, what?
It's two plus one.
Rebe L'Sholish means it was two plus the one that fell in.
That's what the Mahatma says.
Yeah, somewhere.
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay, so fine, good, I stand correct. So that's very good. So it's Taka 2 plus 1. So it really fell into another 2 Rimeinim. So now I have another Suffolk. Now I have another Suffolk. And then it fell into another, so it's again a Suffolk. So it's Sveik Sveik. So the Taisus over there asks, that's already not a Sveik Sveik, that's a Sveik Sveik Sveik. Because it's already a Sveik Sveik by the second Taravis. The first Taravis is the 10,000. Okay, that's one Suffolk. Then it falls into the next Taravis. It's already a Sveik Sveik. What do we need the third one? So Taisha's answer is, Pirush Shri, that's what the Rosh brings. The Lahachi Nokat Misholosh Lamokam Acher, Lashmiya, Sheesh Chilik Benasholosh Lamokam Acher. That there's a difference between the second Tarevis and the third. In that, Shasholosh also Lechlin Kachas. Avala Tarevis Hashemi Mutu Lechlin Kachas. That there's a difference. The Baisa wants to tell me that when the Remain fell from the 10,000, which was the first Tarevis, into the second Tarevis, into the other two Remainim, that's the second Tarevis, you can't eat all three Remainim. can't even think, you're not allowed to eat all three remaining. But when it falls from the second Tarayvus into the third, then you're allowed to eat all three remaining. That's the pshat, and that's what the Bryce is coming to tell me. As I say, that's what the Rewind Wantley Mechadish. So the Rosh is saying, is asking, so you see that you have, here you have a bittel. Here you have a bittel of you have a bittel b'roiv. It's yavish b'yavish. You have a bittel b'roiv, and it's also l'ochlan kachas. This is a kasha on my site that you're allowed to eat when you have bittel b'roiv. You're allowed to eat them kachas. So he says, no, not the same. The hosam atarayvus hasheni mutter mishum sveik sveiko. He says the reason why you're allowed to eat the second tarayvus, a rimin from the second tarayvus, is al sveik sveiko. So he says that's different over there. There, it's not. We're not working there with bittel v'roiv. It's a dover choshev. It's not bittel v'roiv. We're working there with sveik sveika. So what's the sveik sveika? When you take a riman from the first batch, from the first 10,000, so it's a suffik. Maybe it's the riman of bedang. Maybe it's the riman of osir. Maybe it's one of the 9,009 or the 99 remainim amutar. That's a suffix. Then when one of those remainim falls into the second batch, the two remainim, and I take one of those remainim and I eat it. So the heter is that it's a sveik sveik. Number one, maybe the remain that fell from the first batch to the second was not the remain osir in the first place. And even if Tim Soloimer, that the remain that fell in over here was the remain osir, but now if there's another two remainim here, that creates a new suffix. So now when I take a remain, it's a sveik sveika. But it's only sveik sveika because I'm only taking one of the second batch. But if I eat all three of the second batch, then I have no suffik. I definitely ate the remain that fell in. So then I only have the original suffik. That maybe this is not, you know, maybe the remain that fell in was not was from the 9,999 mutarim. That's only a single suffik. So I lose the sveik sveika. So I can't eat all three remaining from the second batch because then I'm going to lose the sveik sveika. I can eat all three of the third batch because then I have the sveik sveika. Maybe the remain that fell from one batch number one to batch number two was not osir. And even if it was osir, but the remain that fell from batch number two to batch number three was maybe not osir. So that's already a sveik sveika. So even if I eat the whole third batch, so I'm for sure eating the remain that fell from batch number two into batch number three, it doesn't matter because it's a sveik sveika. So the kids of the Rosh is saying, there we're going in Dinei Sveik Sveika. So in Dinei Sveik Sveika, of course you can't eat all three remainim of the second batch. Because then you lose the Sveik Sveika. We're coming to be Matel Sveik Sveika. Masha Enke. Now just for my Merhamuska, I want to point out, there's a chiddush in the Rosh to how to understand in his understanding of that Gemara about Remaini Bedan. Because there would have been a welcome to say Pshat in that Gemara differently. That the Pshat in that Gemara is that it's not, that the way it works, it's not stamal sveik sveika. The way it works is that really midiraisa the remain was bottled in the first 10,000. Because all the choshev is a din derabbanan. But midirabbanan, you have to be choshish that even one in 10,000 is not bottled. But for a derabbanan, you could say shani oimer, like we had the gemara in the imsochim. When you're talking about a din derabbanan, then you're allowed to be toile that you can have a rosy outlook. You can be optimist. You're allowed to say Shani Oimer Truma Tich Truma Nofa. So when you're talking about it's only Nisu over the Rabbanon, so for the Rabbanon, I could say the Riman that fell out, that was the Riman also. And now I revert to being so it's Monoshach. And the Dinder, you have Bittel Beroif. It's 1 in 10,000. And even though with the Rabbanon, 1 in 10,000 is not bottle, but for the Rabbanon, I could say Shani Oimer. If that would be the Havana, then we're not. Then it's not Dinei Sveik Seiko. Then it's not Dinei Sveik Seiko. Then it's Dinei Bittel Beroif. The head here is basically based on Bittel Roy, that the Riman was bought in the first 10,000. Now but then I say with the Shani Omer that the issue that the Riman that fell into the next batch but then you can't go 1 second. So how many am I to the second batch? So how can I eat one of the three? could they have the Gemara's Lachat? By any chance?
He quotes Rashi. In the Rashi, it quotes how Rashi used to
live. What are you talking?
Right under the Rashi before the Mariam, and that's how Rashi explained the Gemara.
Where am I looking? In the Madani Yom, do you say?
No, there's like a Rashi.
Oh. Your Rashi is a fixed sefer. See the Gemara. Second. I'll tell you in a second what's bothering me. Okay, there's something the Gemara has to be unraveled. This Gemara is talking about Frisian Gemara that's not Sveik Sveik. This Gemara, so it's fine. So he's saying, we'll see this. There's another Gemara later about Tabash Lavid Azar, but we'll worry about it when we get to it. So here, Taka, it says in Frisian Gemara, it goes with Sveik Sveik. So the Rosh is saying, Sveik Sveik, that's why you can't eat them all, because if you eat them all, you're going to lose the Sveik Sveik. But Aval chad betray b'dov yovish. But here we're talking about chad betray. The fil mirabonin bottle. Here chad betray is bottle. You don't eat shishim, even mirabonin. That's what's in the mashmas l'gemara, like he said before. The lay mishum is fake b'sherin lay. The heter of chad betray, when you have the three chickens, the heter is not al sofik, because al sofik is one sofik. It should be awesome. Rather, the fil ochel echad dechad lekel echad esfeko. And Sveika derives the Chumra. Here you can't say that the head is built on Sveika. What's Sveika? It's one suffix. Sveika derives the Chumra. So what's the head to built on? El Mishum, the Xeris HaKosuvu, the Sivachei Rabim Lahatis. Here's the Xeris HaKosuvu that you go and say, Bosaroi. Hilka Chad betray bottle. And here the Rosh adds these amazing words. The Nepach HaIsr Liyos Mutter. The Isr is Nepach to be Mutter. Umutul Echlan Afilu Kulnut Kachas, and how can you eat them all? Vasachas. Here it's the Xeris HaKosuvu, you go Achei Rabim Lahatis. So what's the pshat and the rosh distinction? So bipshutoi, the distinction is al derech we said at the beginning that the pshat and the rosh is that the rosh holds that the bittul of chad betray is not a beer of sfeikus, rather it's a din that the issur loses its identity. Where does that din come from? From the gzeres hakosuv of achirav and lahatis. The Torah said achirav and lahatis. It's a gzeres hakosuv that when issur is nesarav in roiv heter, it's nepach liyos mutter. So nepach liyos mutter, you can eat them b'vasachas. Hashem can sveik sveikah. It's a beer of sveikas. That in the sveik sveikah, I can assume that the tzad kulin in the suffix. But it's just a beer of a suffix. But a beer of a suffix doesn't make a nepach. A beer of a suffix means that since it's a sfeik, I can assume that this is not the chatich asur. But if I know that it is, because I ate them kulum kachas, so now I know that I do have over here the chatich asur. So what is sfeik going to help me? So l'chayr b'pshutoi, this is exactly what the Rosh is saying. Sfeik, it's still a suffix. We just mivare with sfeik sfeika that this piece is not the chatich asur, because the rule of averages is that when I have a sfeik sfeika, I can assume this is not the chatich asur. So the sfeik sfeika is mivare that this piece, since it's a sfeik sfeika, the sfeik sfeika is mivare that this piece is not the chatich asur. But the chatich asur is still the chatich asur. Nothing changed about the chatich asur. Just this one isn't it. But if I eat them klum kachas, so now I know that I'm eating the chatich asur. So what is sfeik sfeika going to help me? I don't say, well, once there was a sfeik sfeika, now I can eat them kulum kachas. Why? I don't say about the second tarevis, well, I could have eaten each one with the sfeik sfeika, so now that I could have eaten each one with the sfeik sfeika, it was nepach liyaz mutter. It was never nepach liyaz mutter. There was never a magic that the issue loses its identity. There was a beer on each individual remain that this is not the remain osir. But the remain osir, wherever it is still the remain osir. So I can't eat them kulum kachas. Since just because I can eat each one individually doesn't allow me to eat them kulum kachas. I can eat each one individually because I have a beer that it's not the Riman Osir. But the Riman Osir is still the Riman Osir, so I can't eat all three. Masha'en came by Yovish B'Yovish, a Tarevis of Chad Betray, where it's Xeris HaKosuv of Achirabim Lahatis. It's nothing to do with Sveik Seiko. It's Xeris HaKosuv of Achirabim Lahatis. The Xeris HaKosuv says that the Isir, it's not a beer that this is not the Chatichas, that this is not the chicken that's Osir. What beer? It's chad sfeika. Sfeika derais luchum. Where's there a beer? There's no beer. There's no sufficient beer. Chad betray is not al sfeikas. There's no beer. Elamayis midin roiv. And roiv is exeris a kosuv. That is bottle. And therefore the iser is nepach liyais mutter. Kach b'pshuta. That's what seemed to be what the Rosh is saying. Again, we're going to see in a minute. We're going to run into a brick wall. But in the meantime, that would seem to be simple pshat in the Rosh. Then it goes on and says midrabbonon hichmiru. Then he says, goes on and says like this. Umidrabonon, hechmiru b'min b'minoi, hechesh nizbashel yachad, koidem shenoyde tayu bosoi, v'le nikra adayin, olo shem heter, lasrichay shishim, avgap liyot tayu m'gzeru otu min b'shein eminoi. Aval min b'minoi v'dov yovish, v'noyde tayu bosoi, nase heter gomor, v'afilu midrabonon le'yatsruchu shishim, v'afim nizbashel yoyev tayu. Came with v'afim nizbashel yoyev tayu. Say like this. He, first of all, he's mechadish. Now he's mechadish. He assumes with all the pleasure that. But once you have this bittul, it's nasa heter. Once you have a bittul of chad betray and it's nasa heter. So if you then took those three chickens and you cooked them together, it'll still be mutter. Even though now I know that all treif. In a certain sense, when I cook them together, so now they're all treif. In a way, it's like eating them kachas. If I cook all three chickens together, and I eat one of the chickens, in effect, it's like eating all three chickens. Because when I eat all three chickens, so there's a problem. I know one of them is also. I eat one chicken, I have a roiv that that's the chicken that's mutter. I eat all three, I know I'm eating the chicken that's also. The rest doesn't matter because it was nepach. So I get the same effect you have if you take all three chickens and you cook them together and you eat one. So even though now I'm only eating one chicken, so I have a roiv that this is not the chicken that was osir, but it certainly has plato from the chicken that's osir. And min b'mina, when you cook them together, you need shishim. Min b'mina, if they cook together, you do need shishim. So the Rosh says that it's mutter. The Rosh says it's mutter. Because once it's nepach, it can't become usher. Since all three chickens are mutter. I don't look at it anymore that I cooked a treifet chicken with two kosher chickens. Once I had a min b'mi, once I had a bittel of achirabim lahatos, and I had this bittel of roiv, so I look at it now that I have three kosher chickens I cooked together, three kosher chickens. What could be better than that? And it's mutter. But the Rosh has a problem. Because the Rosh because Rosh doesn't speak out of this problem. But the Rosh assumes that there is a Gemara somewhere, we'll see in a second where that Gemara might be, that there is a Gemara somewhere that if you cook three chickens together and one of them is not kosher, then you do need to have shisha. Or you do need to have way it's easier if we read this. If we read the Rosh backwards, from the little Kuf, first, let's first look at the second thing the Rosh says. Rereading it from the Kufayin Gimel, the little Kufayin Gimel from the Madoni on top, at the top of the page, top of Kuf Samachay. Aval minu minoi b'dobe yovish v'noyde taravosei v'nasei het tegom. If you have these three chickens and there was noyde taravosei, I now discover that I have a taravos of three chickens, and I know that one of the chickens is also the other two are mutter. It's nasa het gomer. All three chickens now are mutter. And I'm allowed to eat. And even though they were cooked together, it doesn't matter. Now I have three chickens and I'm mutter. V'yafilu midrabbonu le'yatzruchul shishim. And I don't need shishim. Bayovish b'yovish. Let's say bayovish, if I didn't cook them, I don't need shishim. Because came and afim, this is bashel yoyev taimu. Because even if I would cook these three chickens together, there would be no problem with missing, there would be no problem. But going back to what he said before, but if I cooked them before I found out about the taravos, so then chachamu u'machmir mirabon nichmiru, then now I do have to have shishim. Kitzur, he's saying like this. He's making a chiluk between if the taravos was discovered before I did the bishul or after I did the bishul. He says if the taravos was discovered first, and then I cook the chickens, so then it's mutter. Because the minute I discover the taravos, I discover I don't know which chicken is which. So then I have a bittul, acher av lahatus. And now it's nasa heter. And once it's nasa heter, it can't be chayzul isurei. Now I have three kosher chickens. So later on, all I can do all the bishul that I want, it's noyde taravosi. It was nasa heter. Once it's nasa heter, it's not chayzul isurei. But what happens if I have these three chickens and I don't know that it's a taravos? Last I remember, I knew which one was which. And I took these three chickens, and then somebody takes these three chickens. I don't know that this is taravos. I don't know that they got mixed up. When I put them in the freezer, I knew which one was which. Then maybe a guy came and he put the three in a pot and he cooked them together. So it was never noyde taravos till after the bishul. So if it was never noyde taravos till after the bishul, then you don't have the nasa heter. Because the nasa heter only happens when I discover the taravos. This is this new. Now the Rosh is adding another layer of chiddush. That this magic that the Rosh just told me, that it's nasa heter, only happens when I discover that there's a taravos over here. So if the bishul happened before I discover the taravos, so then that's just a case of lach. That's just a case of min b'minoi lach b'lach. That's just a case that that's a taravos of lach b'lach min b'minoi, and that about it needs to have shishim. That does need to have shishim. I one second. Why does it need to have shishim? It's at the end of the day. It's still only min b'mino. Min b'mino. Even by lach b'lach, the rice is botul chad betray because there's no time over here. But that we know that already by lach b'lach, there were goyim in min b'mino, yotum min b'shein b'mino. That's the plain vanilla things that we always knew. That by lach b'lach, chayes min b'mino lach b'lach, min b'mino lach b'lach. A regular taravos of min b'mino lach b'lach. We know it needs shishim. That's the Gemara Tzadik Zayin with Beis. Rava said b'shishim. When's the din of shishim? Hey, for the lekel make him a timer. What's the case of shishim? This lekel make him a timer. What? Min b'mina. Or inami hey, for the lekel kfeila. So we have a Gemara before us that min b'mina lach v'lach need shishim. And the Rishonim all say. I mean, the Rambam had this other shikha. But most Rishonim learn. Why do you need shishim by min b'mina? It's not. There's no time kicker by min b'mina anyway. So the Rishayim said, the Rosh also holds like this, that it's Gzeira Otum Min Mishayin Emino. So that's the regular din that we always knew, that Min B'mina Lach B'lach Nid Shishim Gzeira Otum Min Mishayin Emino. But the Rosh is grappling, that's basically what's going on here in the Rosh, even though it doesn't say it out. The Rosh is grappling here with the problem. On the one hand, he's asking like this. On the one hand, Agamara says that Min B'mina Yovish B'yovish is Botel Chad Betray. And the Rosh understands that to mean that it's Nasa Heter. Nasa Heter. On the other hand, min b'mina yilach b'lach, the Gemara says in Sadek Zayin, needs shishim. The question is, if But every min b'mini lach b'lach was first a min b'mini of yavish b'yavish. Before you turned on the fire and cooked them together, it was first a paribus of yavish b'yavish. At least most of the time. I mean, you could imagine a case where it wasn't, I suppose. But with derechal, every taravis lach b'lach min b'minoi began life as a taravis of yavish b'yavish. Like, how do you get a taravis of min b'minoi lach b'lach? You put in a bunch of ingredients, and then you turn on the fire, and it cooks up. And then I discover, one second, I forgot, there's some tarfis in there. So that's a, you know, you put a bunch of chickens into the pot, you turn on the fire, now it's the eye of taravis of lach b'lach, and sinas tam, and so on. And then you remember, one second, one of these chickens is, one of these things is treif. So every taravis of yavish, or at least most taravis of lach b'lach, first start their life as a yavish b'yavish. So the Rosh has a problem. Yavish b'yavish is nepech liyos mutter. So why does, and once it's nepech liyos mutter, then it can't be chayzel yisurai. So then why do you need shishim by yavish b'yavish? Why do you need shishim by lach b'lach? But it used to be a yavish b'yavish. So here the Rosh introduces this distinction. That yavish b'yavish is only bottle when it's noy b'taravosai. So in a chenami, if you find out about the tarevis when it was still yavish b'yavish before you cook them together, so now it's taka nebuch liyos mutter, and later on that doesn't matter what will happen. It's not going to become a tarevis of lach b'lach. But in the case where you had the tarevis of lach b'lach, but in the case where you cooked them together before you found out about the tarevis, so it never had, so the yediyah never kicked in. So if the yediyah never kicked in, it never became a tarevis. It never. So you never got this magic of nebuch. Because you never had the taravis of yavish b'yavish, you never had the achirav and lahatas. So now, what am I faced with? Now I'm faced with the taravis of lach b'lach. Taravis of lach b'lach, I can't say achirav and lahatas. It's not that kind of taravis anymore. Now I have a taravis of yavish b'yavish, yavish b'yavish. Now I have taravis rather of lach b'lach. That one is nice and tam in the other, and I never had a nepach. So midaraisa, I'm still really okay. Because even though I don't have the nepach, but midaraisa, since it's not, there's no tam ki'ikr over here. Since there's no time kicker over here, because it's minoy midaraisa, it will be bottle chad betray anyway. Even in dini lach belach, never mind the yomish belach. Even in dini lach belach, that's the gemara in zvachim by pickle noiser and tomik. Min b'minoy midaraisa is bottle chad betray. The shishim's only the rabbanon, but that doesn't matter. But that's they said midrabbanon that since there's no nepach at least. So since there's no nepach. You have to read it like this. Let's read it from this. There's an extra wrinkle, it's a little complicated, but that's basically what the Rosh is saying. But let's read it inside now and see if the words make sense. So taking it from the top. He starts off and he says, Umidirabonon, Ichmiru b'min b'minoi, Hechen is bashel yachad kaidim shenoi de taravosoi, v'lei nikro lavadayin shem heter, latsuch eshish. He says, Umidirabonon, if you have a taravist, if you have min b'minoi, and it was cooked together, before you had the Nasa Heter, So then you have to have so then I have Isser and Heter, they were cooked together. The magic of Nasa Heter didn't happen yet, because it wasn't Noida Tara Vosa. So now I cook my trefa chicken with my kosher chicken, so I put them together in a pot and I cook them together. And it was before, and I cooked it before it was Noida Tara Vosa. So now I have to have shishim. Why do I have to have shishim? Why isn't it enough? It's not Yav Taimu, it's Min Beminoi. So he says, no, but Midrabanan, they said that you have to have shishim gzeir otumin b'she'en eminoi. Even though it may not be nepach. It may not be nepach, because it was koyim shenoi the taravosoi, but forget the magic of nepach. A chicken with min b'minoi is not nice and tam. So why do I need shishim? Shishim is a shear of nesinas tam. So he says, fine, that's gzeir otumin b'she'en eminoi. But min v'minoi b'dover yovish v'noi de taravosoi. But if you have min v'minoi and I found out about the taravos before I cooked it, so that's nasehet de gomor, then that already, then now I have a nepach. If I have a nepach, so even if I cook it later, it's nepach. I can cook it later and it'll be mutter. B'pshuta it'll be mutter even if I cook it later with an ein minoi. If I take these three chickens and even if I put it into other things, into sweet potatoes, v'amish mimish ein minoi. So it's nice and tam. I have the taste of trefa chicken in my sweet potatoes. But since it was nepach li'ez mutter, the trefa chicken was nepach by the other two kosher chickens to be mutter. So it's mutter completely. So in this case, it's going to be mutter. But he has a question. But in the original yovish b'yovish, why is it only batel chad b'trei? I would say the nepach happens because it was batel chad b'trei. But why is that original bittel chad b'trei? Why is that original bittel of yovish b'yovish shishim? No, it's midaraisa, it's nepach with chad b'trei. But why did the rabbanon say that in order to be nepach, even by yovish b'yovish, in order to be nepach, it has to be batel? And the sheer bittel ordinarily we used to is shishim. So why not say that even by yovish b'yovish, in order to be nepach, even by noda taravosai, but in order to be nepach, you need to have bittel. Why not make the sheer bittel shishim, and then you won't even have a nepach till after shishim? He says, no, that they weren't, that they didn't do. Afilu midrabanan la'aser chul shishim, the bittel of yovish b'yovish per se, as yovish b'yovish, doesn't require shishim. Came in the afim nispashu l'yoyev taimu. In other words, when I have a bittel of yovish b'yovish, I didn't yet cook it. And now it's noda taravosai. So how many steps am I away from a nice and tam deraisa? From the din of tam kikir deraisa? Two steps. First of all, I didn't cook it. Number two, it's not min mishen amina. So I'm twice removed from the din of tam kikir. So Chazal didn't require shishim. That we know, this is declared, this is what we said many times. That most Rishonim hold, or many Rishonim hold, that the way, that the din of shishim really, the ikir din shishim really only, is a shir of tam kikir. It really only applies midaraisa, by min b'she'en minoi lach b'lach. But midrabanan, they required shishim as long as you're one step removed from that scenario. So lach b'lach, even if it's min b'mino, you have to have shishim, or min b'she'en minoi, even yovish b'yovish requires shishim, but yovish b'yovish, min b'minoi, two steps removed from the scenario of tam kikir, so they didn't require shir bitl shishim, the shir is chad b'trei. So therefore, when I have this yovish b'yovish, min b'mina yovish b'yovish, so I'm two steps removed from the scenario of tam kikir. So the shir bittel is chad b'trei. So if it's noida taravosi now, so the chad b'trei is enough, it's nepach li'ez mutter. Even if later I take those three chickens and I cook them with each other or with sweet potatoes, it doesn't make a difference. So now I'm getting into scenarios of lach b'lach or min b'shein amina, scenarios that do require shishim. It doesn't matter because it's already nepach. It's already nepach li'ez mutter. So what happens later can't change that. Masha'enken, if I cook the chickens together before it was noida tara vosai. So that means I'm first coming onto the scenario after it was cooked together. So I get these three chickens, I cook the three chickens, and now I discover that there's a problem. Now I discover there's a trefa chicken here. So it's achash and noida tara vosai. So I can't say that it was nepach before I put them in the pot, because it wasn't noida. It's first noida now. When it's noida, it's already a case not of yovish b'yovish, but now it's a case of lach b'lach. Well, it's a case of lach b'lach, so you need the bittel of lach b'lach, the bittel of lach b'lach. It's shishim, midrabanan, because it's one step, now it's only one step removed from the scenario of tam kikir, so now the sheer bittel is shishim. The sheer bittel of lach b'lach is shishim. The sheer bittel of yovish b'yovish is chad b'trei. That's not so controversial. I mean, many Rishonim hold the way that the sheer bittul of Yovish B'Yovish is Chad B'Trei because it's twice removed from Tam Kikr. The sheer bittul of Lach B'Lach is Shishim because it's only one step removed from Tam Kikr. The Chiddush of the Rosh is that he throws in this extra variable about when it was Noida Taravosi. He says, if you have a Taravosi of Yovish B'Yovish, and then I cooked it, so if it was Noida Taravosi after I cooked it, so I look at that as Yalach B'Lach and the sheer bittul of Shishim. But if it was Noida Taravosi before I cooked it, so then it was Yovish B'Yovish. And once it's Yovish B'Yovish, it's Nepechli is Mutter. And once it's Nepechli is Mutter, then cooking it together later doesn't make a difference. Because once it's Mutter, it stays Mutter. All with this magic of Nepechli is Mutter. That's the Chiddush Din that the Rosh is telling me.
And even in the Eidu B'Yovish, once it becomes, it's Yovish
B'Yovish, and
it's
Nepechli. And
L'Chor,
even by
anyone. Nazar is on zero.
Because the gzeiros are only lechatchila when it's noida. How much bittul do you need? All the gzeiros are the gzeiros have to do with at the moment of yediyas hatarevus. What was it? Was it lach balach or was it yovish biyovish? If it was lach balach, you need shishin. If it's yovish biyovish, it's chad betrei. But once that kicks in, then there's a nefach. Once the chad betrei kicks in, then there's a nefach. Then it doesn't matter later on it became lach balach. And I don't think it matters even if it became in Mishnei Minoy. Because what's the difference with Nefech Lias Mutter? Now, it's not Mefurish that he's talking about a case even when it was in Mishnei Minoy. It doesn't say Mefurish. Mefurish and Svar, that's how it should be. He doesn't say Mefurish. If you cook these, if you had Noida Taravosoi and it was Botel Chad Betrei and it was Nepach, so he talks about a case where then I cooked them together. Or later on he's going to talk about a case where then I cooked them together with other chickens. Doesn't say beferish that the same thing would apply if I cooked them together with sweet potatoes. L'charin svar, it should be the same thing. Once it's nepach, it's nepach. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's room to be mechalik, but b'pshutoi, it ought to be the same thing. Now I want to skip to the piece that I wanted to read to you before. So go to down the second column of Kuf Samachay. Now we'll take a look. Hilchos Nir. He had a long excursus, but let's pick it up now with the Hilchos Nir. Yeah, you with me? Hilchos Nir. The ambitious Shleishtin Keachod, if you cook the three chickens together, here he has now a new case, he can cook the chickens, not the three chickens together, he cooked them even with other chickens. They are kol mutter, it's all mutter. The Le'amrinon. It's again. It's all after was noida taravosi. Yeah, it is noteworthy. He doesn't say that he cooked it with sweet potatoes. It's all cases of other chatichos. Sounds like other chickens. Why didn't he say an even bigger chiddush that even if he took these three chickens and cooked them with sweet potatoes, it should also be it should also be nepach. And it's not. Even though now you can be margish the time of the chicken. If you cook a cook with sweet potatoes, you can be margish the time of the chicken. It's a big deal. The time of the chicken that I'm tasting is a time of... I don't know, what'll be such a case? Is there a makom l'chalik? Why? Yes, exactly.
If we're going to say that it could be Mishenu Mino, it's also there, then right. Why wouldn't we say Gzeira then? Alach, alach.
But he says the Gzeira is only Kodemshin Adair of Taravasi. Once it's Noida Taravasi, every Min B'Mino, once I cook it, there's Gzeira up to cooking, because I'm only one step removed then from Tam Kikr. But he says, but not only when it's Kodemshin Noida Taravasi. Once it's Noida Taravasi, it's Mutter. And that's what he's going to say now, he's going to stress. B'lo Yaminon. We don't say nihi dechols manshu yovish ubatul b'roiv. Yes, true. When it was just dry chickens, it was batul b'roiv chad betrei. Mikomokin kishe bishloi. But now that I cook them together, niflut taimoi. Now the chickens are being nice and tam in each other. Okay, it's min b'minoi, but min b'minoi midrabbanon. The nice and tam of min b'minoi midrabbanon also needs shishim because it's only one step removed from tam kikim. So why not say that now I cook them together? Now already it's like a lach b'lach. This in the sinas tam. You should have to have shishim. So he said no. Delay matzina dover hamutul lechol. We don't find that something which is be'etze mutter, that the plate that comes out of it, the tzir that comes out of it, should be also. In other words, now it's a kosher chicken, because it was nepach. If it's a kosher chicken, I don't care that it's Tamas coming out. Because if it's a kosher chicken, then it's Tamas kosher. What's the issue over here? If I'm cooking the chickens together, now I have platas tam. The chicken itself is still a dover yovish, but it's platas tam is lach balach. The tam of the chicken is going into the other chickens. So it's tam osir. Tam isir. No, how could that be? If the chicken is kosher, then it's tam is kosher. It's platas, it's sir is kosher. This is an interesting thing. The ipcha chazinu. We find after all, ipcha chazinu matzinu dogim tmeim sir and mutam anatay. Dogim tmeim. Their tzir is mutter. So it's just fascinating thing. Eichi tochen sheidover hamutter yeser pleitosli. It's like a kalachemet. Madach dogim that they really tome. They really treif. But their tzir is mutter because Tosus the Rosh apparently holds like Tosus like that tzir dogim that was in Gemara in Sadek on the previous Amud. In which there's a shiny tzir dezeiv almu. Tosus learns trap in the Gemara that the tzir of dogim is only the rabban. This whole dog, we had a whole dog taisa, seer of behemoth tomeo, this is rebuy, seer shrotzim, this is rebuy, and then it's their eisa. But seer dogim tomeo is a drabon. So he says, I can have a chayman. Madach dogim tomeo, which are really also, but that seer is mutter. So a chicken that was nepachli is mutter, that it's mutter, so it's seer is avana mutter.
Yeah. But even though it's hard, it sounds like it should make sense by mimashe amino, is it mimashe amino, avish yavish, still only one step away? So.
But I guess that's trumped by this concept that it's kosher. It's only one step away when it's treif. You know, tam of a dover tame min b'mino is one step away from tam of min b'shein amino. But this is not called tam. This is not tam of Israel at all. This is kosher tam. Kosher tam is infinitely steps away, an infinite number of steps away from tam of Israel because it's kosher.
Or maybe he holds up.
I mean, I wouldn't say that if I have a kosher chicken and it's nice and tam that it will. It's only one step away from a treifa chicken. But that's a very big step from a kosher chicken to a treifa chicken. This is a kosher chicken.
But maybe he doesn't bring any case of mimashe amino because he holds that it never becomes kosher if it was originally only one step away.
No, but originally it was yavash b'yavash. No, the original case was min b'mino. I had three chickens and they were bottle chad betray and it was nepach. But now I took those three chickens and I put them into a pot of sweet potatoes. So the chayyur, once it's nepach and he has this yisoid, I'm thinking maybe there's a way out. Why maybe that would be a different case. But I don't get to remind me in a few minutes. We're running out of time. But then he says the oid rayan. Here is where we first hit our major problem. The oid rayan in Perikat Taridus. The dover shehuter they bittul ein echayze v'nesa. I'm going to bring you a raya from a gemara to my yisoid that once it's mutter, it's not chayze liyisos. The parish hashas v'nichbashinu denaydu. The name of called the parish move the parish. By the case of chatas hamesla got mixed into a herd, and it's not bottled because it's balechayim. So the Gemara says, and that's why the Mishnah says kulum yamusu. And the Gemara asked, let's just take one out. It'll be a rive. The Gemara says, no, it's kavua. And the Gemara says, no, balechayim are a bottle. So the Gemara says, let's take one out. The Gemara says, no, it's kavua. Taking one out, it's kavua. It's like going into the store from the teshach hanuyas. So then the Gemara says, but let's stampede the herd. And now it'll be parish. So the Gemara says, no, but maybe you're not allowed to do it. Gzeira, then maybe 10 kohenim will come. They'll bring these behemoths up together to the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's going to be osur because now it's already not going to be a rive. So the Gemara said, v'chimegisa asira, bringing it together, they move them together in the same frying pan makes it chayzer to be osur. If it was muta before, it's muta now. That was the Gemara. Umeshani, Shemi Yaboya, so Koyim Vakim Vasachas, maybe they're going to bring them all together. Uporech, Otto Megisa Siro. And the Gemara asks, is it, like I just said, Megis Huklishim Akdim Vachalov and Klemer, Achme Shehutu Bepishoson, Vishichi Vishil Shechosu Lekviuson, Yeosu. That's the Gemara. So Hanami says to Rosh, Achme Shehutu Beyovish, Venepa Chayesu Lies Heter, Shuven Echosu Yosu Ayodevish. His raya to this yisoid that once the chicken is osir, so it can't be chayzeli as mutter. Once it's mutter, rather, it's nepachli as mutter. It can't be chayzeli as osir. It's from the Gemara about the asara kohanim. You see from there this yisoid. If it's nepach, it remains mutter. It can't be chayzeli as osir. So 2 points. A minor point and then a major point. The minor point is the Rosh seems to understand that the case over there is that I'm bringing all of the behemoths together. The Kohanim, we caught all the behemoths, we mack up all the behemoths together. And he's bringing from there a raya that since it was mutter, it can't be chayzeli as osir. you see, similar to his yisoid over here by the chickens. I'm bringing all the chickens together. I put all the chickens. I'm cooking them all together. But since it's mutter, since each chicken became mutter, it was nepach, so it can't be chayzer liyos aser. So it's interesting. So those yisoidim will hold that you're not allowed to eat the chickens b'vasachas, right? The Rashba, Tosfos, they say you're not allowed to eat the chickens all three together. They don't have the yisoid of nepach. It's even if you have a roiv, and each chicken has a roiv, but you can't eat all three chickens together. Rashba. Tosfos holds not even more, even that one person can't eat all three chickens, you have to give it out to different people. So how do they learn this Gemara in Zvachim? The Gemara in Zvachim is the exact same case. You had a roiv, you stampeded the herd, each behemoth had a roiv. And now, in effect, they want to bring all the behemoths together is like eating all the chickens together. Eating all the chickens together, you're not allowed to do. So how can the Gemara over there, so what's planning the Gemara over there? Why isn't that Gemara Kasha and those Rishonim? I'm Tosfos in the Rashi. Because they can learn like Rashi. Because the Rashi and the Gemara over there is welcome. It's Meduyik and Rashi. But the Asura Kohanim, they're not bringing all the behemoths. Rashi's Loshon is that it's Rav of the behemoths. I don't know why we're not Chishish for all the behemoths. Maybe that's far-fetched, that it'll happen. But the case is that it's Rav of the behemoths. I'm bringing so many behemoths that there's no longer a Rav of Heter. Let's say there was 10 behemoths, and maybe the behemoth had the herd had 15 behemoths, and now we're bringing 10. So you can no longer, so statistically, I no longer have the roif. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. You take a look at Rashi there in Tzvachim, it's a fairish in Rashi. It's not all the behemoths. So that's good. Even the Tosis in the Rosh, even the Moshe Tosis, even the Rashi who says you can't eat all three chickens, agrees they can eat two chickens out of three. What do you mean? If I eat two chickens out of three, there's a 66% chance. You lost your right. Now there's a 66% chance you're eating. You ate a tray for chicken. And that's b'vasachas. Even the Rashbu said that you can't eat all three chickens b'vasachas, agrees that you can eat two chickens b'vasachas. And likewise, even Tosfos holds that one person can't eat all three chickens, agrees that one person can eat two of the three chickens. But why? Isn't there a 66% chance? Don't you lose your right? If you're going to eat two of the chickens, 66% chance you ate a tray for chicken. Especially if you eat them with vasachas, 66% chance that you're eating a tray for chicken. The answer is I don't care. I don't go with statistics. There was a right that every chicken is kosher. So I don't say, but now if I eat two of them, the vasachas, 66% chance of violating an ism. That doesn't matter. Each chicken had a beer of right. And so that's it. I can go with my beer of right. But to eat them all the vasachas, when I know b'yidiyah v'adoyis that I'm eating a tray for chicken, that the beer of roiv can't help me. The beer of roiv can tell me that each chicken is kosher, and therefore if you eat two of the vasachas, also each chicken has the beer of roiv. And you still go with the beer of roiv, and it's called you're eating kosher chickens. But you're going to eat all three. They don't have nepach. You're going to eat all three. All three, you know that one of the chickens is treif. That avada you can't do. I think that's why Rashi and Zvachim didn't want to learn they were bringing all the behemoths. Because Rashi only bring all the behemoths. Rashi held like Tosfos in the Rashi. You bring all the behemoths. That avada you can't do. Because then I know for sure that one of them is the Chatas HaMeso. But that's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is I'm bringing some of the behemoths. Some of the behemoths. Once there was a beer of roiv, it doesn't die. I don't lose it with statistics. But the Rosh is learning the case that I'm bringing all of the behemoths. So all of the behemoths. So that should not be a problem. How can I bring all of the behemoths? It should be Chayzel Yisosu. Lashon Rosh is kind of that way. That it doesn't say we'll be makiv most of them of asachas. They'll be makiv all of the behemoths of asachas. And the Rosh learns up shat in the Gemara, it's not chosel yisoser. So riot is yisoid, that once it's nepach, it is nepach. But here we have, you pointed out before. Yeah?
I was going to say something else. Wasn't the case in the Gemara where there are multiple kohanim? So that'd be equivalent to three people eating three pieces of
grass outside. If I think it's one Achilles Mizbeach, they're being makdir all at the same time, so the Achilles Mizbeach is Mavasachas. So, at least the Russians are knowing. And I think that's that's called one Achilles Mizbeach. So Rashi held at least that you can't do that. That would be called one Achilles Mizbeach. So, but the issue, the major issue in the Rosh is that here we're talking about not a rave of lach belach. He was talking about a rave of called the parish meruba parish, a rave of biru. This is for sure a rave of biru. It's a biru of seikas. And the Rosh says that even here you have the aside that the behemoths were nepach liyos mutter and I could be makter them b'vasachas. So the chayre, this is a. So you see that we were wrong at the beginning. At the beginning of the Rosh, we learned up shot in the Rosh that the Rosh held that the reason why you have a Nepach is because the Rav of Yovish B'Yovish is not a Rav of the issue losing its identity. It's not a Rav, I'm sorry, it's not a Rav of Biris Sveikis. The Rav Yovish is not a Rav of Biris Sveikis, like Kol D'Parish Meruba Parish, or like Sveik Sveika. It's a Rav of Lach B'Lach. It's a Rav of losing its identity. So that kind of Rav is that kind of Rav can turn the Isser into Heter. That's the Xeris HaKosuv. That this is a bittul b'roiv, the issa loses its identity, and it's like lach b'lach, and the pork, if it's not nice and time, and it's bottle of v'shishim, the pork and the beans becomes mutter. So al derech zeh b'yovish b'yovish, I have a tarovis, and the issa loses its identity, and it's nepechli is mutter. But by birus sveikas, about there's no such thing, and that was the distinction the Rosh made at the beginning between sveik sveika. Sveik sveika is a birus sveikas. Birus sveikas, it's not nepech. Yovish b'yovish, bittul is a magic. And Acher Av Lahate said it loses its identity, it becomes mutter. But here you see it's not pshat, because here you see the Rosh is bringing right this side of nepach and to this extension of the not only is a nepach but it can't be chayzuli as mutter. It's really bringing right to the extension of nepach, that once it's nepach it can't be chayzuli as mutter. But upon him he's looking into the Gemara Zvachim and he's seeing that that's a case of nepach that it can't be chayzuli as mutter. But that's a case of beer of sveikus. That's a regular kol d'parish meruba parish, which is a vada beer of sveikus. So that means we're back to square one. So first of all, what's the habana? Beer of sveikus. So it's only a beer of a suffix, but here I know be a deal about dice that one of the chickens is kosher, one of the behemoths is a chatas aleisa. And number two, then what's the difference between the case of sveik sveika reminded bedan? The Rosh said it's not like sveik sveika. Sveik sveika, it's only a sveik sveika, but now I lose the sveik sveika if I eat them all with vasachas. But over here it's a kosher v'acherav lahatis. But now I'm telling you, but in the Gemara in Zvachim, it's just beer sveikas. So what's the difference between the beer sveikas of Kol D'Parish and Meruba Parish and the beer sveikas of Sveik Sveika? How come by Sveik Sveika I could eat them, I'm not allowed to eat them with Vasachas? And by Kol D'Parish and Meruba Parish, all of a sudden I could be mapped to them with Vasachas. What's the difference? So the Rosh said a difference before, but what does it now mean?
We said that when you're parish one cow, then like the rove goes on that cow and that cow is Nepach.
Yeah, but this is a rove of beer sveikus. I mean, it does seem to be that that's what's happening. But how do we understand that? That's not a rove of bittul b'roiv. That's not a rove of lach b'lach. It's not a rove of oitzim yutoy. What oitzim yutoy? It's a rove that I have one behemoth and it was parish and I have a beer. They're called the parish and the parish. So apparently the Rosh holds. And it's like a new havon in the Rosh. This is the astounding thing in the Rosh. That the Rosh holds, even by Birur Sveikus, if the Torah said that the Rav is Mavar the Sofik, so now the Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, this behema, since it's parish, called the parish, Meruba parish, the Torah is being matterit. Because once the Torah passes on it, Achiravim Lahatos, passing on it Rav, Hagam it's a Birur Sveikus. But now the Torah said, Kilu Ribbono Shel Olam said, this behema is mutter. Once the Torah said, this behema is mutter, albeit because of the Birur Sveikus. But if the Torah said it's mutter, so now it's be'emes mutter. And now it can't be chayzuli asasur. The Rebbeinu Shem said that it's mutter. I mean, it's very hard to believe, but that's what we're forced to say. I say, why is it different than sveik sveika? By sveik sveika, you don't say that. You say, each reman had a sveik sveika, but I still can't eat all at the same time. So the son of the pshat is like this, and this is probably what the Rosh meant before, that by sveik sveika is not a beer of sveikas. Sveik sveika is not a beer. When you have a rimoin and there's a sveik sveika, if it's usher, that doesn't mean there's a beer here that is mutter. It means that I'm not chayshish, because there's so many stodom of heter, I'm not chayshish for the possibility that it might be the rimoin that's usher. But it's not a psak that it's mutter. By sheinkin, by roiv, even the roiv of Kol D'Parish Meruba Parish, and Yovish B'Yovish may very well just be a roiv of Kol D'Parish Meruba Parish now. We now have no reason to think that the Rosh argues in the other Rishonim. In the other Rishonim, we saw that the Rav of Yovish B'Yovish is called the Parish. So the Rosh, we thought, not because you see there's a Nepach, but I see the Rosh has Nepach by called the Parish too. So once you say that, then there's no reason to think that Yovish B'Yovish is anything other than what we saw in the other Rishonim. It's a kind of called the Parish, like we saw in Tyson Sadekei. But the Rosh holds that even by called the Parish, the Torah passing that it's Mutter. That's what the Rosh meant over there, that it's Xeris HaKosov Acherav Lahatif. He doesn't mean that it's not a beer of Sveikus. He meant that it is a beer of Sveikus, but it's a beer where the Torah said Acherav Lahatif, Ki the Torah paskin with the Roiv, that this behemah is from the behemah Samutar, that this behemah is a behemah Muteris. Because called the Parish Meruba Parish, and once the Torah paskin it, then that Pesach has a life of its own. And now that becomes the pshat. The Torah said that it's mutter. And I am bringing them all together. It doesn't matter. The Torah passing that each one. So that now it's exeris hakosu. That since there was a beer of roiv that it's mutter. So whatever Israel might have had, even if Kapishmaya Galia was the Behem Asura, the Israel goes off. Because the Torah said Achiram Lahatis. Once the Torah said Achiram Lahatis, the Israel is gone. If the Israel is gone, it doesn't come back. It's Peladic. I mean, if a Talmud would say this, I would throw him out of shir. This such a song. But the Rosh, what can I do? The Rosh, I can't throw the Rosh out of shir. The Rosh is the Rosh. Azeh state in Rosh. L'chara. I mean, I would love to know otherwise, but L'chara, that's what it says over here in the Rosh. So I'm sure it's a good thing. That it's a beer of Sveikas, it's a cold parish, move parish. But once the Torah passing that it comes from the Rav, that even if it really clapish, even the emes, this is really the Behem Asura, it doesn't matter. The Torah passing that it's mutter, and it's exactly a kosu that it's mutter, achirab and lahatish. The Torah said that you have to paskin. It's not like Sveik Sveikah. It's a psak that is mutter, it's a kosu. So now, even if the emes, it's you're wrong. It's Russian roulette. Even if the emes, you're wrong, and this behemoth turns out to be the chatas and mesa, it doesn't matter anymore. The Torah said it's mutter. And therefore, now it's not chayzul yisosu, even if I bring them all together. Okay, let's stop here.
The idea in Rush that it's only Nepach, if it was Nodea before it was together,
yeah.
How can it be that Nepach is something that's material?